This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 66% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where voting concluded at 4 p.m. After today's polling, the political fortunes of 683 candidates were sealed in EVMs. The Election Commission has said that the turnout surpassed the 63.9% which was recorded in these constituencies during the 2019 Assembly elections. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, constantly monitored the situation across over 15,000 polling stations. Voting was also held today for the by-elections in 31 Assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides these, assembly by-polls also took place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Nearly 65% voting was recorded in by-poll for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary constituency held today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government is working with a holistic approach to strengthen the health infrastructure in the country. He was speaking after dedicating 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of quality medicines at railway stations for the passengers at affordable prices. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging the bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated that any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a bilateral meeting with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders discussed avenues to strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia in the areas including trade, investment, energy, defence, security, culture and consular matters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana from Saturday. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Mr. Modi will visit Brazil on the 18th and 19th of this month to attend the 19th G20 summit. He said this will be the Prime Minister's third official visit to Brazil. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-Philippines ties are rooted in democratic values, pluralistic ethos and economic commonalities. Addressing an event celebrating 75 years of India-Philippines diplomatic ties in New Delhi this evening, Dr. Jaishankar said both nations are deeply committed to upholding international law, norms and rules. He said the last few years have seen a particularly significant growth in the ties. The minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Ferdinand Marcos have set the direction for this upswing. He said the defence and security collaboration has also moved forward. He added that it is supported by converging assessments and interests in the Indo-Pacific. In badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 tournament. In cricket, the third T20 international match between India and South Africa is underway at Centurion in South Africa. Chasing a target of 220 runs, the hosts were 7 runs for no loss in one over against India when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and opted to field. While batting, India posted a mammoth total of 219 for 6 against hosts in stipulated 20 overs. For India, Tilak Verma scored off his maiden T20 international century and remained not out on 107 of 56 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.